This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's that one destination you just have to visit in your lifetime? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, what the hell is King of the Hammers, and why would Chris want to go to that?
No idea.
We're going to ask him in just a couple minutes, but first let's chat with Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor. Old Man Kenny, what goes down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
The Little League World Series.
Let's go. Really? Kenny, I want to go with you.
Dude, I watch it every year religiously. There's no attitudes. It's a game at its purest. It's, the girls are involved now in pitching, like Monet, I can't think of her last name a few years back, but Monet Davis. I just love it.
I love watching the Little League World Series as well. It always kind of triggers memories of being in Little League. Granted, I was awful. I batted zero one season. I never had a chance of making it into the Little League World Series. But it's such a... He's right. It's so pure, and it's just fun to watch.
Do you think the parents get a little too crazy sometimes?
You know, honestly, in those situations, not so much. I always love when they go and talk to the parent while their kid's at bat.
Oh.
And I'm always like, hit a home run, so dad's going to cry. Hit a home run. And it usually, when it does happen, it's amazing. And I also always love the little human interest video packages that they do. And they show, like, some star baseball player that's in MLB right now.
Yeah.
Back when they were a kid playing in the Little League World Series. I'm with Old Man Kenny. That's a blast.
Pretty special. 206-803-ROCK. What is that one destination you have to visit in your lifetime? Chris from Smoky Point. What is King of the Hammers?
So, King of the Hammers takes place down in Johnson Valley, California. It is the world's hardest off-road race, and people come from all over the world to race there. And it's like a week and a half long event, and they build a city in the desert with running water, electricity, Wi-Fi, and some of the best motorsports enthusiasts and athletes in the world come there to compete, and most of them don't even finish the race because they break their machines or they blow up and they have to get recovered by either helicopter or tow rig.
Chris, I'm looking at some of the aerial footage and shots of what King of the Hammers is, and it almost feels like it's Burning Man for off-roaders.
Yes, it is. And it's a great, great event. I've been watching it for years. I'm currently building a side-by-side for the event right now. My last one broke on me, and I'm building a turbo model right now for it.
So your hope is to go and compete?
Yes, I am. The way the rules work, your first race that you race in the event is free. So the first time you race there, it's no charge, and you can run the race, and if you win, you win the grand prize. I think for most of the 4800 series stuff, it's almost $500,000 if you
what?
Win first.
Wow. Oh, free. Why don't we all compete?
I know. Chris, you keep us posted. We want to hear all about that. That sounds like a blast.
Well, I'm sure you get one of those, like, kids off-roaders.
Like a little RC car?
Show up for funsies.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.